choose.
We interrupt this programming for some breaking news. Let's go to our ace reporter on the scene. And here he is. Breaking news, Ellen. This is our ace reporter.
News.
He's on the scene right now. Yes.
Okay.
We're interrupting
okay.
our program for some breaking news. Here it is.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation on the scene at the supermarket. There seems to have been some disturbance here. Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was standing over there by the tomatoes, and here he come, running through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been in since.
He comes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
There goes.
Boogie dad, boogie dad.
Pardon me, sir. Did you see what happened?
Yeah, I did. I was just in here getting my car checked, and he disappeared out of the traffic. Come streaking around the grease right there. Didn't have nothing on but a smile. I looked in there, and Ethel was getting her cold drink. I hollered, "Don't look, Ethel!" And it's too late. She'd already been mooned. Flashed her right there in front of the shop. So. Yeah, see. Hey, Tom, I was just going down there to get Ethel a snow cone. Here he come, right out of the cheap seat, dribbling, right down the middle of the court. Didn't have on nothing but his PS. Made a hook shot and got out through the concession stand. I hollered up at Ethel. I said, "Don't look, Ethel!" Too late. She'd already got a free shot. Grandstand, right there in front of the home page.
Here comes the kid. Who's that with it? Ethel! Is that you, Ethel? What do you think you're doing? You get your clothes on! Ethel, where you go? Ethel, you shameless pussy!
And that's our special report, live on the scene. There you go, Ellen. We're on it.
I love that.
When there's breaking...
I love that song.
When there's breaking news, we're on it. Boogada, boogada. Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm looking at the clock, and it's going to be tight. Welcome to the show, everybody. Ellen, start the show,
yes.
Baby.
Yep. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the Hammer Radio Network, Hammer 96.7 BT Radio Los Angeles, and I am executive producer Ellen Johnson coming to you live from Metairie, Louisiana. And today, it's going to be a doubleheader. And this first show, Hammer and Ellen J, we're going to take you on an erotic journey with author Nisaha Samin. And she's going to be talking about her book. It's called Air, and a little bit about the book, 50 AD India, An Unscrupulous Princess, Two Kingdoms, Three Men, and Four Generations. Air is an erotic novel about an Indian princess of 16 summers in 50 AD, married to a man older than her father to secure the two kingdoms' fate. It's a story of... Brian, I can't read the character's name.
Oh, don't worry. I got you. You keep on doing it, girl. I got you.
Who is... who was obstinate enough not to accept an unfulfilled sexual life with her husband as a dictum of destiny. The story follows the events in the life of the main character as she tried to secure her amorous way of life, intertwined with lives and decisions, memories, and lives of four generations. This novel would appeal to readers who like a story set in ancient times, with elements of drama, continuity of the story through time, deception, and strong characters with their flaws leading them. And readers who enjoyed Anne Rice's Sleeping Beauty trilogy or Luca Rossi's Branches of Time would be delighted with this novel. And
Miss Dean
will be joining us really soon. And if you'd like to come in and ask a couple of questions after this great interview, 319-527-6099 is the number. And now, back to the number one radio host of Blog Talk, Brian the Hammer Jackson. Boogity, boogity.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Well, with her husband as a dictum. But I probably think I think it was a typo meaning victim of destiny. So I think it was a typo that you got hooked up on. It says as a dictum of destiny. I think it really meant victim of destiny. But very good read.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Good.
That's how it went.
You did well.
And Miss Sharice.
Good morning,
in the
everybody.
Studio.
Oh, okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is a show of all shows. Without us, you can't have a circus without a clown. I am your clown. Welcome to the Big Top. Come on in the studio. Today is Friday. This is where we go crazy. You know, any stories that you want to talk about that we talked about all week, or any stories you have anything new, anything goes on Friday. Anything goes. I am your host, Brian the Hammer Jackson, and that is the best co-host in the world, Ellen J.
Thank you.
J stands for Jazzy or Juicy, depending on what kind of state of mind you're in.
J stands for Smell.
That's right. That's right. It's Friday. I got my sausage cooking. Did you hear my sausage? And we got our special guest, celebrity guest, and we do have a double header. That's right, double header. It's like going to we got to be careful because we have a guest coming in. But she said erotica, so I get some poetic lesson. Double header, everybody. That's like having a whore with two heads. Saw it in a circus once. I did.
Oh, gosh.
And our second show, the fabulous, the one and only celebrity chef, the chef that puts your wishes to her dishes. Mm-hmm. Chef Sharice Kateri Cox. She's in the studio.
He had to emphasize on the Cox part, didn't he, Sharice?
every time.
And she'll be working up a dish. And, you know, dumpling, chicken dumpling. That's right. The way your mother used to cut it. She's dumpling girl today. And she's going to be whipping that up. And I said to you, and I posted it yesterday, if you've been listening to the show all a couple of months ago, and you get your recipe, this will complete your recipe book for that page, and we have more recipes to come. But make sure, if you've been writing down all those recipes, these fabulous recipes by Chef Sharice Cox, I mean, just original recipes, just so delicious. When I first came on the air, I weighed 110 pounds. After Sharice came on the air, I am now full-blown diabetic, 322 pounds. Thank you, Chef! I don't even leave the house.
You are not. Cut it out.
Hello, kitten.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wait, do I tell you the story? My stories are inappropriate. What happened? We do have I'm hoping our author comes in. I'm thinking it's Nashia Samin. I'm thinking that's the name, Nashia Samin. She is from India, and she's going to be calling via Skype, which Blog Talk is not too friendly with Skype, and we've got 20 minutes left, and I don't know if this is going to happen. Ellen, we're already into 10 minutes of the show, and there's no Samim.
I know.
You know, I've been doing a show for like 10 years, and only twice, and this is a great thing, though, only twice I've been stood up. Twice in 10 years. I have, you know, and then there's some emergencies, and they come back and reschedule the show. I got a feeling we're going to have to reschedule. Nash Shiha Samin, because now we got 19 minutes, and I don't know if I could do an interview in 19 minutes. It would not be fair for her. Would not be fair for anybody else, you know, because sometimes it takes about 10 minutes just to get the, you know, background story of it, and we go on to the interview. Ellen, you did get the confirmation this morning, right? You said she's calling via Skype. Now, I hope she's aware of the time. Did you send her the copy of the show? Because the show will usually tell the person.
I sent her the link and the time for her to call in and the number. And that's
right,
when she got back to me and said that she's going to call in via Skype.
Well, it's 7 o'clock my time, and I'm going 8 hours, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. It should be about 4 o'clock, maybe 5 p.m. where she is. Maybe 5 p.m. So it's not too early where she is. I don't know if I should tell my story. Should I tell my story? Just to stall some time?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll tell my story. So I have this person, I'll call her a girlfriend. So she
it's
had to do
8:41
some stuff.
Right now in India, in New Delhi.
8:41 p.m.?
Yep.
Wow.
So it's it's almost Saturday there.
I know. She may be asleep, 8:41 in India. You know, that's nighttime. Well, I'll tell my story just to stall some time. So anyway, yesterday, Ellen, I'll give you the visual. And Charisse, get ready. Mm-hmm. So I had to meet my girlfriend at Rite Aid, right? Because there's some stuff she had to do. And,
I love this story. You told me this story.
The Rite Aid story? Well, actually, there's two of them. So I'm looking good, man. I'm looking good. I'll give you the visual, right, Ellen? My hair is wavy. That's right. I have my aviator glasses on, my new aviator glasses on with the gold frames. I'm looking good. Black skinny.
You got
black
new
skinny
aviator glasses? I'm glad Erin's not here.
She's not getting any more. She's mean to me. She's off the aviator.
She's not getting any more. She has the very first pair of aviator glasses that you gave her put away.
Yeah. Well, that's good. When she was a cute little girl, she got them. Now she's a mean-spirited teenager. No more. She's cut off. Anyway, I got my gold frames on, aviator glasses. My hair's looking damn good. I got my skinny black jeans on. I mean, I'm not going to say it's a camel toe. It's more like a pig snout if you look a little closer around the crotch area.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you. I figure somebody doesn't like pork. Anyway, looking fly for this black guy. Looking fly.
Oh, God, Mom, take the wheel.
Well, I'm sorry if you're visual. Looking good. So I have on my headphones, right? Because you saw me try to test it out. I have on my my Bluetooth, right? It's like a horseshoe around your neck, and you can put your earphones in there. I'm looking good. I'm listening to what I'm listening to, and I'm just looking cool. I'm just bobbing my head really slow. You know what I'm saying? Looking real cool. Just a little head bob. You know what I mean? Not too much. Like you hit the little thing and the dog in your car and going bob bob. Not that much. Just a little. Hey. You know, cool. So anyway, I'm standing in line, I'm getting these cigarettes because they were like 2 for 1 or whatever. So I'm in line. And it's this older woman. I would say she was about, I don't know, I would say 70, maybe. So I'm looking at this bag of bones because I'm very polite and sensitive, right? So she cuts in front of me. Excuse me. So she cuts in front of me. And she looks back at me. She looks back at me and she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mind because I'm listening to this song. I'm listening to this song." Right? And she keeps looking back. She keeps looking back. Then you get really uncomfortable here because I know I'm looking good. I'm looking really good. You know, and I think she's looking at my pig snout. You know what I mean? The crotch area. And I know I'm looking good. So I'm ignoring her, right? I'm doing the look away thing, you know, like Charisse will do. It's like, "Oh, that's not Brian. I'm just not even going to pay attention to his stupid ass. I'm going to just look away." But then she has that side eye going, "But I'm not going to turn my back on his ass." You know, that kind of look. So I'm looking away with the side eye. She is just staring and staring. I go, "Okay." Then the woman comes to me and says, "Next." And she doesn't even move. I had to squeeze in there to buy my stuff, buy my cigarettes and everything. She just stands right next to me, almost like smelling me, like, you know, "Back off. Back off." You know what I mean? Really? I don't need no coronavirus from you. I don't know where you've been. She had a hint of trees. But I don't know. So anyway. And I'm not paying attention to her, so I turn my back, and then I get my thing, and I'm walking out. I'm walking out now because I know Cindy's in there. Cindy doesn't smoke, so if you get a chance to have 3 minutes of peace without somebody going, "Stop smoking, you kill yourself. Shut up, you bastard." And then they over-exaggerate. They start, you know, they cough over-exaggerating. "You're cutting my air." That's California. So I get 3 minutes of peace. So I'm running out there and I go, "Oh, yeah." As soon as I light my cigarette, old girl comes up. "You are very polite." And I'm cool, right? I'm so cool. And I go, "Yeah, I am." And I start bobbing my head. She goes, "Well, do you live around here?" This is all true. I'm an old girl trying to pick me up. Oh, first of all, I'm really incensed with this because she's old enough to be my teacher when I was in third grade. What makes you think you have a chance with me? But anyway, you know, you're giving her an effort. "Do you live around here?" And then I had it, right? You know, Ellen, I don't have no patience. Right, you know what? I don't have no patience. I'm trying to smoke. I got 3 minutes to pollute the air. And I'm looking at her. I go, "I know what you want." She goes, "Huh?" "I know what you want." She goes, "Huh?" So I bend over Ellen, and I said, "Go ahead and touch it." She goes, "What?" "Go ahead and touch it. I know you want to. Touch it. Touch it!" And I kind of screamed at her. Then she put her finger on my butt like she's hitting a button. Like beep, beep, like it's a butt button. And she just said, I go, "You like that, huh?" She goes, "That's quite nice."
"Oh my God.
It's amazing." I mean, nice. And then she kind of smiled and everything. And I thought old girl will leave. Because once you touch my ass, I got you. You know what I mean? You don't want to leave. It's just some magical thing that happens when my ass touch, right? And so she's still there. Now she's annoying me. And I go, "Listen, let me tell you something." She goes, "What?" Because she asked me if I lived around here. I go, "Here's how it's going to go down." She goes, "You want to be my side piece?" She goes, "What's a side piece? Let me tell you. I'm doing the talking." Here's how it's going to go down.
Oh, my God.
Excuse me. She's 70, so I have to talk a little louder. I said, "I have a girlfriend." She goes, "I didn't know." "No, shh, don't talk. Your lips will fall off." And she goes, "What?" "Shut up. Let me tell you something."
Oh my God.
She doesn't have that electricity that they snap back to the face. And I just said, "Here's how it's going to be. You will be my side piece. I will go over your house once in a while. I will bang the hell out of you. You're going to enjoy it. And then maybe you'll wait for me to call you. I might call you. I might not. But if I'm bored again, if I'm not watching CNN, I'll bang you again, give you another treat.
Dead silence.
And she slowly put her head down and walked away. She goes, bye. I go, call me. And I saw those little shaky legs go down the street.
Oh,
that was the
God.
First incident. I know, right, Cherise? I know. I was very sensitive and very nice. But the best time I had, again, I don't think she's coming in. I got 9 minutes to kill. The best time I had, so now old girl's going down the street. You know what I mean? I probably wet her diapers, and she has to go probably get some more diapers and go, you know, let her go across the street. Right?
Oh,
I'm still
God.
Looking. I haven't heard a girl say, oh, my God, so much since the last time I dated some girl on a Friday night and didn't know her name. I go, no, my name's not God. It's Brian. It's Brian. Oh, my God. No, it's Brian. Anyway.
Wow.
So the best part I had, so old girl goes, right? I go, okay. Now I'm by myself. I figure I got, you know, I see Cindy. She's in line. I go, good. I got about 3 minutes of smoking. So I go around the corner. And in my headphones, remember, I got my blue. I mean, I'm hearing stereo, the best stereo I had. So any song sounds great, right? It's one of those stereo things, like, damn. And my song comes on. It was Tina Turner. I like the song. Ragdoll. Not Afraid, Not Ashamed. Ragdoll. Loved it. Give you a little taste. I'm hearing this in my ear, right? Here's what I'm hearing in my ear. And now I'm starting bobbing.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Only doll I never owned. Now I love you just the way I love that rag doll. But only now my love has grown. And it gets stronger.
So I'm hearing this in my ear, and now I'm bobbing my head because I'm not going to make a fool of myself. That's in my ear. I'm jamming with Tina. So I look to the side, and I have to describe this, and I see this woman about 35, 37, I would say, and she's black, and she's smoking, so it's only like me and her, but she's kind of like way at the side, right? And then I'm hearing this, and I'm bobbing my head. I'm still looking fly for a black guy, man. I'm looking good. I look so sharp, I almost cut myself. And it wasn't me shaving. I just look good. So, you know, I'm still bobbing my head, looking cool. I'm looking cool. She's smoking. She comes over. She goes, what are you listening to? Now I'm cool, right? I'm cool. I'm listening to something good, girl. She goes, because I'm enticing her. She goes, what are you listening to? Girl, something good. And then she's kind of giggles, right? And then she goes, what are you listening to? I'm listening to Tina, baby. And then I took one of my earplugs, right? And I gave it to her, and she could listen to Tina, and that's what she's listening to. So now I got one earplug, she got the other one, and she's listening to this. So she's listening to this. We're on a corner, and it's like it's one of these busy streets where the cars could go on the off-ramp to the next freeway, right? But we're smokers, so we're alone. All of a sudden, she started singing, because I had the one where you can have the lyrics, right? her voice was amazing. Just amazing. I mean, she just, I don't know where it came from. You know, my phone, she goes, I love this. And she is singing just, if not Tina Moore, just like with that girl I played before, it was amazing. And she's singing. I stopped singing just to hear her. She was really remarkable. So she's singing. So she finishes the song. And she was just jamming. I mean, she wasn't shy. She wasn't this. And, you know, I could tell that she sang in the church. And if you ever listen to a church girl sing in the South, there's no murmuring, nothing. It just came out. So she was singing, right? And I was just amazed. So now it's just, and then I figured I had to do something. So I'm doing the background dancing. You know, I'm moving my hips to the right, and then I turn to the left, and I'm moving this. And she's singing, and I'm doing the Temptation background dancing. This is all in the corner.
God.
It's just amazing. So she finishes the song, and she goes, oh, I love that song. I go, girl, I got one for you. Because I wanted her to sing it. Now, again, we didn't know each other. And we're out there in a corner. So the song that I wanted her to sing was Midnight Train to Georgia, Gladys Knight. I want to see her range, right? So I go, you know this one. And let me see if I got it. I go, you know this one. So we got the words up. And she goes... So remember, she got one earphone, I got the other, but we could see the words on the phone. So I said, you know this girl? She goes, that's my jam. I go, no, yeah, no. Sing it, girl. And she started singing.
LA.
She started singing. It was really beautiful. Her tone came down. And I said, wait a minute. I got you. She goes, do you? I got you. Just keep on singing. So I decided to be, you know, one of the backs. I would start to be the pips, right? So when she would sing, I would sing the back vocals, you know. Woo-hoo! So both of us. So she's singing. She's singing a song like this. So I'm singing, you know, the pips. You know, he couldn't make it, and she's singing. So both of us are singing this song together on the corner with the earphone. Didn't even know each other. She's singing.
Too much for the man.
So she was singing that, and I was singing the pimps. Pips.
Brian, I don't mean to interrupt you. I don't guess our guest is coming in, and we only have 40 seconds before the next show starts.
I know. We're going to go right to Charisse, but this is a good story. I was in the middle of my solo. I was backing her up.
Story.
I will continue this story in about 17 seconds when Chef Charisse is here. And we're going to end the show now. And now we're going to start our next episode. Come on, it was a great story, right? I'm not even done. Woohoo. Right
no,
there.
What is it?
Oh, you know what? You don't deserve my talents. All right, the next episode is starting with Charisse. And here's how it has to happen. It's a new show, so that means we have to hang up here, and we got to call right back in. Everybody, I'll complete my story in 5 seconds. You're going to love how it turned out. Woohoo! All right.